Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. It's 7 a.m. here on the East Coast in New York. 7 a.m. Monday, February 15th. It's President's Day, so I'm sure there's a number of you that are lucky enough to have today off, and you're enjoying it and had a good weekend. Valentine's Day was obviously yesterday, so I hope everyone had a good time with whatever they did, getting out there and enjoying a nice dinner or just relaxing at home. Joining me today, hopefully, is Dame Emma Jane Brown. This is part 10 of her extended series, and her company is EJB Events. Now, EJB Events is obviously from the first 9 episodes that we've had, a great, really awesome event planning and concierge service. But I think we actually do have Emma on the line now, so hold on one second while we bring her up. Emma.
Hi.
Hello, Emma. Good morning. Good morning. How you
Hello.
Doing? Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi, thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a bit chaotic this morning with people booking different events for March, and it's good, but I'm here.
Very good. Well, Emma, as I was mentioning, this is part 10, unfortunately, our final episode of this extended series that we've been doing with you. And, I was just saying how, it's been a great series, learning about all the different things that you've, been able to do so far. As this is our last episode, though, I want to bring everybody up to anyone that might just be joining us for the first time today. If you could just share a little bit about your background briefly and how you got to what you do today with EJB Events.
Okay, well, I was originally a former international show jumper, which I represented my country all over the world, and I sort of did that for many, many years. And then, unfortunately, in my mid-30s, I became sort of very ill with horses. It was sort of quite a fact now that I was struggling to compete and I was struggling to train. And I was then obviously taken for tests and allergy tests, and they found out that I actually had an allergy to horses, which
right.
was literally soul-destroying, because obviously that was my life, my career. It was everything I'd worked so hard for, and I was at the top of my career. And, to be told that, it is literally soul-destroying, and
sure.
there's nothing else I could do. I had to, unfortunately, sell all my horses and all my mares that I'd, used for breeding, and just completely sell my stables and my yard that I'd built up for so many years. And, that was the end of that.
But now, you didn't let that stop you. I mean, clearly, and a lot of people obviously would have had some issues with, ever getting around that environment that you loved so much again, simply because of the, this extreme allergy that you have. So what was the next step for you after that?
I think that because I was still very passionate about everything in the horse world, I tried to sort of go into commentating. So I did some commentating with Eurosport and Sky Sport. I also did radio interviews. It was good at first, but it was still in my mind, oh, if only I could be back in the ring, because that was where I really wanted to be. So I thought to myself, I need to go in a different direction now. It's completely not going to happen. I can't ride a horse ever again. So let's move on. So I sort of all of a sudden got involved with charities, and I became an ambassador for Riding for Disabled, which again was just wonderful to see how people with disabilities can have this incredible bond and relationship with a horse or pony. So I sort of got really heavily involved in meeting people with disabilities and learning what they get from, riding a pony. And that sort of entered me into trying to help. certain people with disabilities and making their dreams come true. And that's when I met the wonderful Karen Law, who was the first, well, she still is, the first blind show jumper in Great Britain. And that was an experience beyond belief. I mean, I obviously understood how it is to ride a horse and to learn about the technical sides of show jumping and everything else is immense. So as an able
right.
person, it is incredibly tough. But as a disabled person and obviously her disability of being blind,
right.
it is an incredible feat of bravery, inspiration and, you know, such an incredible person to come across. So I then decided that I would like to be her mentor, and that also entailed trying to raise funds for her dream, which was to one day own her own horse. And I sort of woke up one morning and thought, right, I need to get my head into this and get money and get raising money. So I had to pick something that was competitive, obviously, and a bit of adrenaline junkie as I am because of my past of being so competitive. So I chose to do tandem skydiving, which and I obviously expressed that to my family and my staff. They were, are you completely crazy? What could
sure,
you not
yep.
go for a cycle ride or, you know, go for a walk or whatever, a marathon? No, I had to do this. So I obviously didn't train for it, and I went along and met the people. And next minute, I was up in the plane, 9,000 feet up, and ready to leap out. So did that,
yes.
which was incredibly exhilarating. One of the best things in my life. I can look back and say, gosh, yeah, that was incredible feeling.
Flying, so no regrets,
you know,
about doing it.
Oh God, no. The fulfillment, actually, of being up in the sky so high and nothing can get you, or it's like a fantastic feeling. It's just amazing. And we were very lucky with the weather, and the day was, you know, calm, and it was great. So we raised the money, and then I went along to the horse show that was the end of my last show. It was where I sort of won the National Ladies Championship, and then obviously that was the last time I would ever go back into an arena. And I decided to organise that and arrange as a surprise for the blind show jumper to bring the horse along that we'd raised the money for. So it was a very emotional day for me as well, because I was actually going through all my memories and my great times of my successes in that arena. So I was going back to everything. So it was a great, great day. The presentation was done in front of the Queen, which was another great wow factor for all of us to remember.
Sure.
And
of course.
She had her dream. Her dream came true. And we did an interview in the arena with the commentator, and they showed pictures of me on a big screen, you know, years ago riding. And then he obviously said, you know, your dream has come true, and here comes your horse. And so it was a very, very overwhelming and very memorable day for all of us. And I know from the public's reviews afterwards, you know, people in tears and all upset and overwhelmed of having, you know, watched that lady who is so brave get her dream, you know, to come true.
Of course.
So then also I started to then go into looking more into depth for events and personal concierge. And because I'd been sort of many years away at events representing my country, you know, for receptions and, you know, sort of honouring Great Britain at certain events, I
right.
sort of could remember there was a bit of a hole sort of in the market of certain things and services you weren't getting and people sort of stressed and, you know, so I sort of did research into it, and then I decided I would spend about 18 months and go and be a bit of a mystery shopper and sort of investigate and go and find hidden gems and, you know, go everywhere that I thought would be sort of exclusive boutique venues and destinations.
That's right.
And did a, you know, did a bit of a review over things, and then went back to my desk and sort of thought, right, I could do this and this and this. I know that does work, but I want to just twist it and put a better time for people and, you know, look, get them looked after from start to finish and not have to, you know, not let them have to worry about anything. Let me have the worry. Let me take the stress from them and, you know, let them have the service that they need. So that's
so
really
when did you actually start? When did you actually start EJB events then?
About nearly four years ago. But I spent a good 18 months really going to different places and checking them out. And, you know, and then it sort of built from there. And then we sort of do an array of different services now. You know, we do from wonderful shooting days. We do incredible ultimate experiences with Hollywood A-listers where you have an evening with, well, let's say we've done Arnold Schwarzenegger, Al Pacino, Sylvester Stallone, John Travolta, Jerry Lee Lewis. And that is another wow factor that you get up close and personal by watching them live on a stage in a beautiful building in West End, the Palladium. It's one of the best theatres in the West End. And with EJB events, you become a VVIP client. There's only 15 to 20 people that can, you know, clients that can attend. It's very exclusive. You arrive before all the public are, you know, anywhere near the building. You get taken off to the Hall of Fame, which is a very famous room, a private room in the Palladium of where, you know, different celebrities have been awarded the Hall of Fame, from the famous Andrew Lloyd Webber, because Andrew Lloyd Webber is the owner of the London Palladium. And then you'll have champagne and beautiful canapés made by a celebrity chef. And then you will go and sit in the best seats in the house. You'll also have the choice of private boxes, and if the royal family aren't there, sometimes they are there, but obviously not always, you have the exclusivity of being able to actually sit in a royal box and watch the event. And then afterwards, you have a photo, and the greatest thing, of course, is that in this private room, the clients from EJB literally are up close and personal with a Hollywood A-lister, and it's not a five-minute wonder. It's exactly, you know, 30, 45 minutes, and your dream comes true, because basically nobody else that evening will ever get as close as they have, you know, done as being one of my clients. So that's sort of where we are, really, and we do, we're just doing a wonderful thing. We've got a jet that's a lovely small jet that now goes to the island of Jersey from a small airport near up in the Midlands. And, you know, things like that. You can go for lunch in Jersey for the day and you go over to a beautiful hand-picked five-star hotel and have lunch and, you know, see the beautiful island that Jersey is and then fly back, you know, no stress, no hassle. Just get on the jet and off you go.
Now, where exactly is Jersey?
Jersey is an island. It's about, probably in the jet, it's about 45 minutes. But it's a lovely island. It's not a huge amount of people that live there. It's an island where a lot of people use as a second home as well, just as an escapism to go. But it's something that, you know, people from London can just hop on and go and do. But it's also, it's sort of kept quite quiet of how it is, and not a lot of people know about it, and I think they, you know, wouldn't really think about going to it because it's not something that's really published all the time. So again, it's a little secret gem that we found, and you know, on a nice day, hopefully, which fingers crossed, we still have a nice day here in England, which is quite a surprise. The sun is shining at my desk, which I'm overwhelmed at, because we normally have rain and gales and God knows what. You know, obviously, May to April, May, June time, it would be a lovely trip for a family or, you know, a couple of business people. Just, you know, again, just to get away and literally have some space from the madness and craziness of all the capitals bring. I mean, it's the same. New York is wonderful, London is wonderful, but it's very fast. And, you know, I think a lot of business people, especially when they're in the city at weekends, want to just chill and get out of the madness because,
absolutely,
you know, it's a short weekend anyway. And before we know it, Friday's here, and then all of a sudden everybody's back working on Monday. So if they can have these little havens of where they can go and just chill out and recharge themselves, but also spend some valuable time with their family, which is also very important. We like to find, you know, those places. And last night we did, we had quite a lot of people, single people as there are all over the world. So we did a Galentine evening, which was
very
great
cool.
fun. It was all for single girls and single middle-aged women or whatever. And I took them to one of the homes of William Shakespeare, and we
very
tried
cool.
that. And it's a beautiful home in Stratford-upon-Avon, which is obviously near to where I live. And they had a wonderful tour around his house privately, and learnt some amazing stories of, you know, his not only of being a poet and theatre and everything of how he was, but his background of, you know, how he had five houses in Stratford, which obviously he still has now, which huge amount of tourism come from all over the world to see. But it was very special that we could actually use the facilities and be in there, not just sort of wander around as everybody else would. So I organised a chef and a wonderful wine sommelier, and they had an 8-course tasting menu. And, it was wonderful. Yeah, it was about 25 people, which was just enough, and they loved the tour, and what an experience. I mean, you know, Sunday evening, here you are sitting in William Shakespeare's home.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing about what I've always said with you know, speaking with you, is that the events that you put together are always very unique, I would say. And certainly, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, when you're looking for something to do, it sounds like from the basic idea of what you want from a weekend getaway, just to relaxing, to really the gamut of the most exciting thing you could think of, like flying in an airplane or you know, with A-listers, or, you know, having a great meal with A-listers. I mean, it's very cool. And for everyone that's joining us late in the show, this is episode 10 of our extended series with Emma Jane Brown, and her company again is EJB Events. You can check it out at ejbevents.co.uk. Now, Emma, what is the Bellman Pullman event or whatnot that you have coming up?
Yeah, that's another wonderful thing. That is an incredible train that is based at Victoria Station in London. And again, you sort of travel out of London to really wonderful destinations, you do day trips or whatever, but what you do is you have your own carriages, and there you just sit on the train and obviously see the view of incredible things from going out of London city all built up to all of a sudden going out into the countryside and then actually going around and going to the seaside and seeing all the seaside. So it's quite an experience because you can't believe the different sights you're seeing on this wonderful train. And of course there's great history with the train, and the food is amazing, and it's another place to escape. It's great. Been very good for EJB Events to do sort of marketing. I always take a group of business guys for a private lunch on it, and it's a great place just to go on for 2 to 3 hours and, you know, sit in the 30-year-old history, you know, with all impeccable servicing on it, wonderful carriages.
Right.
And the service is immense, and that's, again, something very, very different. And they've got different carriages, so they're all in different names. There's one that's obviously Audrey, that's named after Audrey Hepburn. And it's just the palace on wheels, really, I think I'd call it. It really is amazing. So that we're going to be doing more of those in the summer. And I think all the history of how it is and the veneered panels and the deco and the polished brass and just the carriages, I mean, so they're so pristine.
Right.
It's just the one, you know, it's just another magnificent train. It's very unusual, and again, another a wonderful day for somebody.
Very cool. Now, I want to bring up this because as I go through your website, I notice the different things that you have coming up. And, you know, I don't know how accurate some of the stuff is, but I know for me, I'm looking at all the different sporting events that you work with to have, you know, to have these events go on. I obviously see in April, you know, you're doing something with even the U.S. Masters at Augusta National. I know that you mentioned the Cheltenham Hunt Festival for March. There anything in particular that you really look forward to, any of these events that you look forward to, or is it pretty much, you know what, I got this great idea behind everything, give me a call, we'll work something out for you?
Yeah, I mean, I love the races, obviously, because it's still a passion for me to take people to the races, and it's great because I can go and chat to the jockeys, and we have a very famous ex-jockey, Bob Champion, who obviously was an incredible jockey. He had cancer, and he, you know, with his cancer and his treatment, he got better, but he was obviously still not 100% over it, and he won the Grand National, which is one of the toughest, you know, horse racing competition in England. So you get him completely for the day, and just things like that, where normally a lot of people would stay at a hotel quite near to the race course. We now have this wonderful 16th century house that we can hire, so they can arrive the night before, they can have a chef that comes and looks after everybody. Everything is all laid on, so from the minute you say yes to EJB events and book, it's then over to us, and then, you know, we have great cars to come and pick you up. You can have a helicopter to come and get you. There's no worry. We've obviously got, you know, tennis with Wimbledon again. And I think because of me being in this, you know, in a sport at such a high level, it helps when I go to meet other sports people because they respect me of where I got in my career. And obviously I respect them immensely of where they still are in their career. Mm-hmm. So we have a bit of a bond already. In July, we have a wonderful couple of days at the Celtic Manor Hotel up in Wales, and we'll have teams, Team England, Team Ireland, Team Wales, and we'll have all the celebrities up there that do a wonderful 2 days of golf, and I'll take sort of 16 to 20 clients there, and they'll have a wow factor because they will arrive the night before, they'll actually have a barbecue, and they'll spend time with celebrities that normally you wouldn't be allowed to. Then the next day you're obviously willing your team to win, and you know, you get involved in watching them, following them around this incredible golf course, and then a lovely lunch for everybody to chat and talk about, and then I'm allowed to go upstairs, obviously, where a lot of the celebs are with their families. Mm-hmm. And I sort of go along and talk to them and, you know, have a chat. And then I can sort of do a little interview with them. And I can also take, you know, one of the sponsors up there to personally meet them. So that's, again, another feather in my hat, because normally if you were just a corporate company or a concierge company, you wouldn't be allowed to go and do those things. And I think that's sort of my essence of where I work very hard, on building up the trust and getting people to know that, you know, that's the things I need to offer my clients. I can't say, oh, yes, you can do this or this and not deliver. I have to make sure that when I say this is this, that it is delivered. And it's those experiences that are so ultimate and very exclusive that, you know, hopefully keep people wanting to come back to EJB events.
Sure. No, of course. Well, I mean, you know, and like you said, it sounds like from start to finish, when they hire EJB Events for any type of event they want, they don't have to worry about making decisions that, you know, or not even so much making decisions, because obviously it's up to them, you know, to tell you what they like or what they're into. But, I mean, really, everything is kind of done for you when you hire your company.
Yeah. And you know, especially the one in July, it's a great thing for, you know, networking for maybe the sponsor who's bought some other clients for him as well. So it's a wow factor for him as well as being with EJB Events, because he can actually successfully do his networking without any hassle and saying, well, this isn't right, and, you know, which does happen time and time again with, you know, people doing certain networking or going to certain venues that the venue or whoever lets them down. And, you know, you don't need that if your main aim is to go somewhere and, you know, make more business or, you know, get a relationship with a new company. That's what you're out there to do, not to worry that the car isn't here or this isn't here or the food isn't good. You know, I mean, we have Carlo Ancelotti evening in April. So, of course,
right.
I will go next week along with Aldo Zilli, who is a top celebrity Italian chef. And, of course, we've chosen him because Carlo Ancelotti is Italian. And we will, myself and Aldo, will do the food tasting at the hotel. Now, the hotel is a wonderful hotel, but we still want to make sure that Aldo Zilli's input is put into that food that evening, because it's very important for the event that we're holding that everybody is happy with not only having the wow factor of Carlo Ancelotti in the room, but we'll also have other famous footballers there as well. But the dinner and everything is how it should be. And that, you know, that takes, we've been working on this now, you know, 4 months. So there's a lot to do in those big major events, very similar to the events we do with the Hollywood A-listers. You know, it takes a lot of organization and prep, for, you know, 5 to 6 months before they even are here. So apart from doing those big ones, I'm obviously, you know, doing ladies' days and afternoon teas for ladies and private shopping trips and things like that. So there's always, I can say my days are never quiet, no.
No, I've always said that to you, and you know, and on air, it's so easy to say, you know, you have a good work life balance between all the charity work that you do and the, you know, obviously for the professional side of things with EJB Events, you don't stop. I don't know where you get the energy, and I don't know where you get the time, but hey, you know, God bless you. It's great.
Well, you know, what happens if I stop, that's it.
I see, and that's the way a lot of people are. You know, they do feel like that.
Yeah,
if they
do
take a break, they feel like they're missing a step and their day is not complete, which is admirable. Emma, we are winding down to the final about minute and a half here. Why don't you tell everybody the main reason why they should use EJB Events? And I do want to thank you for coming on to the show for this series. We had a great time with you.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed it tremendously. Well, EJB Events is really at your service. We are a bespoke lifestyle management. We do special events and personal concierge services. And we are always here to, you know, exceeding your expectations, and the impossible is possible. So it's very vital that families spend time together, and that's why we've looked hard into finding to plan and organise things for families. And I think in addition, my personal concierge, EJB Events, takes care of the detail of people's lives, and I try to offer my clients experiences that will exceed their expectations.
And I think that you certainly do that. And it's, again, everybody that's listening, please check out ejbevents.co.uk. Dame Emma Jane Brown, thank you for coming on to the show. We had a great time listening and discussing everything with you. Please keep up the good work with all the charities that you do, and we wish you all the best of luck for the future.
Thank you very much, and I wish everybody today in New York a wonderful, safe day. Thank you so much for the great interviews.
All right. Well, from everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying we'll see you soon. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.